Diabetes Breakthrough.
$3 million of you across America have taken to the highways and in the sky by the planes. I'm assuming that's how you would roll, unless it was a helicopter deal, but probably most people in the air. That's how big Thanksgiving is, to get someplace else and get out of town. But we're glad you're here with us here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney wishing all of you a happy Thanksgiving. And telling you that if you are around, you can throw in your 2 cents on any and all of it. You know how we roll here, right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between. I don't care what your stripes are. It's just about having an opinion as we get ready to usher in a new year, an important year, a presidential year, another election, 2012. And that's what the headlines are going to be packed with for June all the way through June, and then all the way through the fall until ultimately in November. It'll be Election Day. It's not just the president, of course, running for re-election. There are others who are hoping that they'll get re-elected as well. I always say on the show that it's about playing for the next term. I think that's part of the problem sometimes in Washington with some of the people that we elect. It's always about looking ahead. Too much of the big picture and what's in the future instead of day to day to try to solve some of these problems, like how ridiculous it is that we're a country that doesn't have a budget. Just to put that in perspective, we have the most powerful nation on the face of the earth still, believe it or not, but yet we don't have a budget. Oh, my, oh, my. So many of the travelers have to deal with the headaches times 10, because you have that many more people that are clogging the roadways and that are, frankly, up in the planes. We're almost standing room only. Here was one woman's take on being a little apprehensive, knowing that she'd have to deal with all the rigmarole at the airport. But in the end, it's worth it to get to family.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just looking forward to being up there with them. I'm not looking forward to the flight.
Yeah, and that's the way so many people feel. Sadly, there is one thing to tell you about at the top of the show. You know, when you look at some of these small aircraft, a twin-engine plane crashed about 6:30 on Wednesday at a place that I'm pretty familiar with called Superstition Mountains. It's near Apache Junction, and this is in Phoenix that we're talking about. It's a mountain east, probably, of Phoenix. And it kind of looked like a mushroom cloud, according to people that were on the ground. It's sad because of the people on that flight. They were obviously going somewhere to meet up with other people. You had children on the flight, and you had 3 adults, I think, and 3 kids. And they had no chance. They hit the side of the mountain, and that was it. It just lit up the sky, sadly. And, you know, it took probably 6 hours to get to the site. So do the math on that. As I said, the plane was burning. I think it happened around 6:30 in the evening, and they really have just gotten to it, and they're assessing some of the damage and whatnot. And this is, of course, when it's pitch dark outside. And as I said, you know that that was a family that was just trying to get somewhere. And unfortunately, they don't make it to their destination. Coming up here on America Tonight, in another 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk with the guru of all things collectible. That means if you're a collector, you want to call the number 800-259-5791. I'll say it a little bit slower. 800-259-5791. Harry Rinker comes on with us twice a month, and he's written 16, 17 books. He knows pretty much everything there is to know about the world of collecting, and I mean anything that you can imagine, from posters to political buttons to bottle caps and wine bottles, stamps, coins, whatever you might possess. And I used to say that I wasn't a collector until I started to talk to Harry, and I realized everybody collects something. Think of it. Whatever it is, you collect something. It could be coasters. It could be matches. I have a little bit of a match thing, although now a lot of restaurants, because of the no smoking thing, don't print up the matches the way they did, but you used to get cool matches when you went to certain restaurants and bars, and then it would have the address and the place in Chicago or New York or any one of those cool nooks and crannies out there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Santa Fe, or wherever I might have gone, and that was a way that I would remember where I was, and I didn't realize it until I started to have these conversations with Harry, and I came across a big bottle that I had filled with all these places, and boy, it brought back a lot of memories, and that was a pretty neat thing, and I didn't realize, yeah, I'm a collector. Here's one of the things that I do. All right, a couple of quick headlines for you at the top worth mentioning. Because the Penn State story is so fresh in everybody's mind, I mean, here we are on Thanksgiving, and there's so many things to be thankful for, and you've got Jerry Sandusky, who now is denying some new child abuse allegations, and we knew that more people would come forward. I think there's going to be all kinds of lawsuits in the civil courts, not to mention, of course, the criminal counts that he's facing. But there are two more that came up, and he's saying through his attorney that no, his attorney is Joe Amendola, saying that no, that it's not true. And he's denying them and is saying that it really seems to be part of a nasty divorce and custody battle. And these investigations were opened up by Child and Youth Services in Pennsylvania, because now, as you can imagine, anywhere Sandusky went, they're looking back on this creep to see if possibly anything had happened in whatever organization he was involved with. Most people believe Second Mile, that very iconic, because it is iconic, charity that he started in the 70s to help youth that was at risk, is where most of this may have come from, but not necessarily all of it. His attorney keeps saying whatever comes up, he's denying it, and he's saying that they've got evidence that's going to prove his innocence, that they have plenty of things that will prove that he never had done this. And just to refresh you, Sandusky, of course, was arrested back in the beginning of November after that grand jury report came out, and it really details the crimes that he's accused of doing between 94 and 2009. He's out on $100,000 bail, and he's denying the allegations. And what a black stain this has put on Penn State, a university that prided itself on winning ways and a football team that made so much money and had so many powerful alums that they were able to funnel that to the academics. It really is a good school academically. And how rough is this going to be on Penn State? Certainly for the football recruiting, it's going to tank. Joe Paterno's gone in disgrace, and the president, Graham Spanier, is also gone. And there are all kinds of questions that are still bouncing around all over the place. I think that still continues to be one of the bigger headlines, because fresh things are going to continue to come out. Here's another big story. Yemen's leader is going to quit. How about that? The president is signing over power in what you would call a little bit of a shift of, well, certainly a shift in a deal. So Yemen's president became the fourth Arab leader forced out when he signed a deal that ended his country's month-long political crisis, because they've been in crisis mode as well. We're turning to Harry next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 23rd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $16.9060. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.3257, $866.29 for a half ounce, or $433.15 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.3257, $866.29, and $433.15.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Lo and behold, I think one of the 43 million stuck somewhere is Harry Rinker, who is supposed to join us tonight. But we'll catch up with him on another show. He comes on twice a month, and it's pretty tough. Oh, he is. There we go. Harry Rinker. There you go. The guru of all things collectible. Thanks, Harry.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Good, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to the listeners of America Tonight as well.
Yeah, and I was really pumping up the fact that you were going to be on the show, and I'm going to throw out the number now, 800-259-5791, because it is the holidays after all, and you sent me a note, and it was so nice that you said, yeah, sure, if you're going to be on, I'll come on. So I got a couple of letters from people, and
that's great, Kate. What do we have?
We've got one from Jake in Austin, who always emails the show, and he said, Kate, this time around, I was going to try to call in for Harry, but I don't know if I'm going to make it, so I wanted you to ask him this question about bottle caps. I collect hundreds and hundreds of them, sometimes from really old stuff. So I think it's pretty broad. I don't know, is there bottle cap books?
No, not at all. But, you know, it's very interesting about the old bottle cap collecting, because as a kid, and now I'm 70, so, you know, let's go back 50 years ago, that was a huge collectible at one point. As people went around the country, they used to get bottle caps from different soda companies and collect them. And, of course, you could do it with beer companies. You could do any one of a whole bunch of things out there with that right now. You know, you're not looking at much value. You could be looking anywhere from 50 cents to a couple of bucks, maybe something more. Strangely enough, one of the oddest bottle cap collecting things out there milk bottle caps. Remember the old milk bottles?
Yes.
Used to have those tabs in them? Now those tabs, the milk bottle collectors get really wrapped up with those things. And some of those, depending on the company and so forth, can get in a $3 to $5 range, maybe even 10 or more for some of the rarer ones. So you have that out there. So, yes.
Interest, yeah.
Now, you know, the funny thing is, I don't know if you remember, if you've ever seen them or not, but one of the odd things people used to do with bottle caps is make figures with them. You know, stack them
yes,
on top
I
of
remember,
each other,
yeah.
Arms and legs and bodies and head.
Sure.
And those bottle cap figures are considered a kind of folk art. And they can get easily in the $25, $35 range to start with, and then get up expensive-wise as high as, maybe $45 to $75.
Really? Wow. I'm sure there's some people that have some of those. I don't know if he does, but he had a lot of bottle caps.
Well, you see them at flea markets. You know, you see them out there at flea markets at different parts of the country. So it's kind of fun. And that's a really interesting thing because it's, you know, I was just thinking last night, there still are bottle caps out there, but I don't know anybody who's collecting them.
Yeah, how interesting. I'll have to get him to send us a picture. You know, flea markets, you mentioned flea markets. Are they big? I went to one flea market a couple of weeks ago, and Harry, it's been so long since I've been to one, and it was huge. There were so many people there, and I wondered if this was unique because of the times we're in or not.
Oh, no. Flea market circuit is very, very strong here in the United States. Of course, down in Texas, you have that big one, Canton, called, is it First Monday
first
or whatever
Mondays,
it is?
First Mondays, yeah.
Down in Texas. Now, we have one up in Michigan called Allegan, which is the last Sunday of every month. And that one was huge. I've been down to that. Now, some of them have fallen on hard times. But on the whole, the flea market circuit in the United States is doing very, very well right now.
Really?
First of all, you know, a lot of the flea markets today are not just antiques and collectibles flea markets. It's where you have to be real careful. There used to be what they call swap meets and that type of thing. Did a lot of secondary, you know, used merchandise, discontinued merchandise, and that's came part of the flea market things. Normally, when we talk about flea markets and the antiques and collectibles trade, what we're talking about is antiques and collectibles flea markets. Well, those flea markets are doing quite well, and there is a circuit of them. Some of the great classic ones, King County in out St. Charles, Illinois, just north of Chicago. I was up at one called Gray's Lake, Illinois, that was a great flea market in there. What did have done that one this year. There's one in downtown Chicago called the Randall Street Market.
Oh, I heard about that.
Which was mostly post-1950 stuff, and that place was mobbed, Kate, mobbed.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I've never been there. I'd love to go to that one, too.
That would be great. Yeah,
yeah.
That was a great one. I got to get back over there, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I got another email here from Joe in Florida, and he said to ask you about campaign buttons. He said he's got a treasure trove of them. He mentioned some like Eisenhower and Truman and JFK, and then he had a bunch when the first Bush was running and the different people that were on the buttons with him, even Elizabeth Dole, because her name was, you know, thrown about as a possible VP on his ticket. Of course, that didn't happen, but he has those kind of things. He said he has buttons where people that, where their names were just mentioned as part of his collection.
Yeah, what happens is that in political buttons, that's a huge activity. You have the American Political Items Collectors Society, which is the big button collector group out there. And they do very, very well in terms of all of this. Now, you know, it's kind of interesting to watch that because as we move forward, each president's stuff becomes more and more collectible. I remember maybe 10 years, 20 years, 15 years ago, maybe, when JFK stuff started to get hot. The hottest president right now is Ronnie Reagan. His stuff is doing real well in there. Now, you know, political buttons fall into many different types. The so-called text buttons, the ones that were just a basic text, can only be worth, usually are only worth a few bucks a piece. But when you get the pictures with the candidate's picture on them, or if you get the president and the vice president, what's called the Jugend political button collecting, that can be a real big plus. There are several major political button auctions out there that that we use to track the political button market, as a matter of fact. And, you know, the big ones, I mean, the really big political buttons from the 19-teens and 20s, there are $20,000 political buttons out there. Now, once you get to the post-war period with Eisenhower and then Kennedy, and then on to Bush, you're probably starting at value at around 50 cents to a buck, maybe a couple of bucks. But you can get up for some of the Eisenhower buttons into the $35-$50 range, and some of the Kennedy stuff. That's the one they used to call flasher buttons. When you move the button around, the picture changed.
Yeah.
Or it would have a picture of Kennedy, and then you flash and it would say vote for Kennedy. Those could get into the $20-$25 range, as a matter of fact.
Wow, interesting stuff. Harry, we want to tell everybody that they can send questions directly to you. They just have to say they listen to you on America Tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. My email address is Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. And what we want them to do, of course, is open that email and say, I listen to you on America Tonight, and give us the name of the radio station. And that way I'll put it in the America Tonight mailbag, and the next time we do the show, why, I'll be able to pull my questions from my mailbag as well as yours. And I want to thank you for mentioning it on your show, because that's what the fun part about doing this for our listeners is
sure.
to get the questions from the listeners.
Absolutely, I agree. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, and the same to all the listeners of America Tonight, Kate.
Thank you. All right, Harry Rinker, he'll come on in another couple of weeks with us, and so just keep that in mind. If you're listening to this right now and you're kind of crashed or whatever, remember, you heard what he said there, which I thought was interesting with the campaign buttons. How about that for some of the prices that they would fetch? Can you imagine if you found your grandfather's old collection? Because I think that's one of those things where people who are politically active, especially somebody up in their years, they may have kept it somewhere in a chest or whatever. Be fun to dig those out, and actually could end up being worth some money, because there is a pretty active group of people across the country that are looking for certain people. As Harry mentioned, Reagan is very, very hot, but even previous to that, you may be able to go back a little bit further. And I'd love to see someone with one of those big collections. I'm not sure if Joe has a big collection. It sounded like it in the note that he wrote. And what I thought was interesting is that there were different pairings, like Bush and Libby Dole. Because if you remember, for a very small window, lots of different people's names came up. But there were people that printed up buttons with her name as VP on it, and then a couple of the other possibilities for Bush, the first Bush at the time. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, speaking of politics, we're going to dive into the world of politics next.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Thanksgiving, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, hanging out with all of you, some of you anyway, that are getting ready perhaps for Thanksgiving because maybe you're working on turkey things. A lot of people do that late into the night, or they get up at the crack of dawn to work on stuffing and try to figure out how long the turkey has to cook. I'm kind of struggling with that myself. I'll be honest, and maybe you have a suggestion if you're out there, any of you night creatures. I have a 14-pound turkey, and for the first time, I get to make it myself. Usually, my mother is hovering over me, so she, when you have the teacher there, it's easy if there's a mistake. And for the 14-pound turkey, they say you have to cook it for 20 minutes for every pound, but that just seems like it wouldn't be enough time, because the oven has to be hot enough. And that's probably why so often when the dinner is supposed to be on the table, it gets on the table late because something happens, as movies have portrayed, with the cooking of the bird. Somehow it's off. The oven isn't right. The temperature's not right, or it takes a little bit longer. I think I would almost rather err on the side of it coming out too early, a little bit early, versus having it too late, where people are expecting you to have dinner by 5 o'clock and it ends up being 8 o'clock. Then you know what happens for the people who aren't just drinking iced tea and water. Oh, a couple of glasses of wine, and no matter what kind of turkey you serve them, it's probably going to taste pretty good. I wonder how many people listening. I was thinking about this when we were getting ready to do this show. How many people skip the bird, skip the whole, you know, doing the turkey thing and opt to do something else, to just kick back and relax or eat something easier to make or go out to dinner? Wonder if a lot of people go out. Of course, it's being offered. Turkey dinners are being offered at a lot of different restaurants. If you're listening to me in Illinois or you're listening in Kentucky, Texas, you know, pick any place, I guarantee there are definitely some restaurants that will be seating people. Even, you know, some of the faster food places like Boston Market. I was talking to somebody the other day who worked at Boston Market, and they were telling me that they can't keep up with the amount of orders that they get from people where they're delivering everything or people are coming in to pick it up. They're not making it. It's all ready for them. They're just getting it ordered and to go. And the same thing with, I had a similar conversation with somebody at a Kroger, which is a grocery store chain. Same thing with them, that it's not a surprise that they would sell frozen turkeys and the makings and all that stuff, but they also offer the entire dinner for a certain price, and they were surprised by how many people took them up on it. It makes me think that, look, people are just so tired that the getting up at 4:30 in the morning to put everything together is rough for people. If my like grandmother or my great grandmother heard that, oh, they would think, what a bunch of wimps. Even if you would just have suggested to get some kind of store-bought thing to my great-grandmother, she just would have given you the evil eye, and there would be no way that would leave your lips because you would be in the doghouse by even making that suggestion that, oh, we'll just go get it pre-ordered. Forget it. If she had to dig in there herself, she would do that. All right, I said that we were going to talk a little politics here, and we are going to do that. Here's an interesting comment from Senator John Thune on Barack Obama. If you listen closely, in the beginning he says, hey, listen, the president definitely inherited a rough hand when he took over when he was sworn in and he took office, because he had inherited some disasters economically. But listen to what he says at the end of it.
To be fair, President Obama inherited a difficult set of economic circumstances when he came to office. But the fact of the matter is, his policies have made those circumstances much, much worse.
And I would agree. I think that there were people that seemed pretty optimistic about the hope and change, and you have to be honest, he did walk into a pile of nonsense. But when you decide you're going to be president, I mean, that's, you know, the buck stops with you. If you want to jump into that office, there's no perfect time to do that, because whatever was going on before, you're taking it up, the slack for whatever that was, and it's you. So what's interesting, and the reason I played that Thune cut, we let you hear that, is because CNN did a poll, and what they found was blue-collar Democrat support for this president, and that was the backbone of his election. Remember the union guys, a lot of the working class folks were in there for Obama, Democrats anyway. So now they're saying the overall approval rating for this president kind of remains steady, but if you dive deeper in among the people in his own party and Democrats, the Democrats, you would find that according to the CNN ORC International poll that just was released on Wednesday, 44% of Americans say they approve of the job the president's doing in the White House. 54% disapprove of how he's handling it. And that number has really, really fluctuated among the, like I said, among the blue-collar workers. So were blue-collar voters, they thought that they were going to get something different from him. You know, what they thought they were going to get, whether it was health care or something else, they didn't get it. 26% of those people say they would prefer the party to nominate another Democrat for president next year. That's up from 18% in October. Half of white Dems with no college background say that they don't want President Obama heading the ticket next year. So he's got some work to do in the trenches from his own party, because that definitely accounts for a lot of people, a lot of the vote that he got in the past. So the love for Obama in some circles has definitely worn off for the blue collar workers and the union members. And you think of the people in Ohio and how rough it's been for them. You think of the people in Michigan. You think of the people in Wisconsin. And those are a lot of the people that are saying, forget about it. And Ohio is such a big state. When you talk about campaigns and you talk about elections, Ohio is key, is a key state. And losing Ohio would not be good for this president and would create a definite opening for the Republicans. And they know that. Of course, that's what you do. You're looking at the map. You're looking at the odds. You're looking at the swing states. And definitely Ohio is absolutely in play. Well, how about that? Dan in Texas is up and kicking. Hey, Dan, what's going on?
I'm just listening to my favorite talk show host of the evening, the mistress of the night, the beautiful and vivacious Kate Delaney. That's all I'm doing.
And oh, thank you.
I'm making my secret dressing for my turkey. At the present time, it's cooked and done. And the Dutch crumble pie is in the oven on the cookie sheet covered with aluminum foil.
Wow, that sounds good.
The cookie sheet, not the pie.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, there might be somebody out there that might be Democrats that might be thinking, oh, my God, covered up in a pie with foil?
Yeah, what's wrong with that guy?
Yeah, right. Well, nothing's wrong with me. I'm a happy camper. I won $150 on the lottery today.
You're kidding. Congratulations. Scratch off?
Today was my birthday. The 23rd was my birthday.
Woo-hoo.
It's now the 24th. But,
happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you, baby. Thank you.
$150, wait, you got to tell us more. Was that a scratch-off thing?
No, actually, it was numbers on Omega. I had an Omega.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's great. Cool.
Yeah.
You're the first person I've known in a long time to say just on a, not a scratch-off, where it was the regular, you know, Mega Millions where you won on that. Wow, good for you.
Yeah, I'm real happy. I wired my daughter some money and added a few more sweets for the dinner tomorrow that my boy is happy with. We've got the special ice cream with, what's the Google Cluster? Yeah, Google Cluster, two pumpkin pies, three cans of Miracle Whip, Dutch apple crumble, and a huge cherry pie.
Ooh.
And I put on a spread you will not believe. I am one fine cook.
I love that you're telling us that. The Goo Goo Cluster, I heard him say that in the background. That's like a southern, I love Goo Goo Clusters. They're like those little candy things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah,
cool.
Dreyer's Goo Goo Cluster is the best you can get.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some.
Okay,
like
now on the politics thing. Listen, this clown's going to have to import Brazil, South America, all of Mexico, the whole nine yards. If he thinks he's going to get reelected, everybody I talk to, I mean, there isn't any Democrats out here that are in favor of Obama in Texas unless you go clear into the heart of Austin, and it's primarily with die-hard socialist, Marxist, commie types like these idiots that do the Occupy Wall Street
right.
crowd. The same stuff that you see going on there was the same kind of stuff they pulled in Nazi Germany before they took over the businesses and ran all the Jews out. And you've seen all kinds of anti-Semitism there at those things. I've heard two or three reports of guys just getting up and doing that. It was appalling.
I've heard that too.
There was rapes, there was robberies, there was discrimination from these yuppie types that was against the homeless. And it's just been one thing after another. And this guy's going down. It's going to be one of the worst landslides in history. I've got skin all over Ohio, Missouri,
and they're
Kansas,
saying forget
Texas,
it.
Yeah. California, and he's going down.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, Dan.
Happy
Dan
Thanksgiving,
says,
Kate.
He says he's going down. What do you say, America? More on the flip side.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Down the street, you can bring full weight out low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
I'm still thinking about those goo goo clusters that Dan was talking about. Ooh, that does sound good. I had family that used to live in a place called Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and that's where I was first introduced to goo goo clusters, and it really was something they used to talk about all the time. And of course, I come from Tasty Cake Land, and you know that's the big thing that everybody talks about there, are cheesesteaks. And I didn't really know much about them until I spent that time in Tennessee. And ooh, that is good stuff. It sounds like he has everything ready on the table. I think a lot of people are probably hibernating. A lot of people that many of the people that listen to America Tonight, and thank you for all the support. I got a ton of emails, so we're going to go to the mailbag. You think about this. If you are working on the dinner and you're doing the dinner thing, by the time you, and you don't have a lot of help, let's say, by the time you get to the dinner, you are whipped. And then some of these people, I don't know how they get the energy to do that Black Friday thing, but get up in incredible hours to go do Black Friday. And even some of the stores, and I guess a lot of workers don't like this, and can you really blame them? Some of the stores decided to do something different. And open at midnight. So Macy's, I saw a Macy's commercial, and they start on at midnight, so you can go shopping at midnight. Maybe that would be better, because you're so exhausted, you go through the whole doing the 10,000 dishes, and after all the great meal, and you're just wasted on tryptophan from the turkey, especially if you ate earlier in the day, and then ate another sandwich, a jerky sandwich later, then you might as well just make the entire day. You just might as well just go off, go shopping, and then crash. Crash like you were on a flight overseas and couldn't get any sleep. So maybe from the consumer point of view, it makes a little more sense. But boy, I would hate to work in retail with the crazy hours now that they have. Black Friday always was, you know, lots of crowds and all that. But because of the earlier hours and then the opening at midnight, that has to make for a long day, I would assume, for a lot of people. All right, we're mixing in a couple of different things. If you want to join the conversation, you certainly can here on the Overnight Highway. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It is Thanksgiving. 800-259-5791. We're going to let you hear what Mitt Romney has to say here in a second. But one quick note. I know some people are stuck traveling right now. And when I say stuck, some bad weather in the Northeast. I didn't realize this. Not in the big city airports like New York with their three airports or Philadelphia or even Boston's Logan Airport. But if you go even further north, and I know that there are lots of people listening to us in Vermont, we have a great affiliate there, WVMT. Big shout out to Dennis McMahon and Charlie and Ernie and all the rest of the crew. In Maine, for example, in southern Vermont, you had crews all over the place trying to repair lines because they had 8 inches of heavy, wet snow. And in Maine, they had up to 10 inches of snow. And they said in Bangor, forget about it. They had freezing rain along the whole coast. So they're warning people to just don't even travel. In New Hampshire, they had power outages. 3,000 people didn't have power. I mentioned Vermont. I mentioned Maine. So a lot of people there. And then parts of New York also got stuck with this, too. So a really brutal storm hit. Heavy snow, freezing rain, you know, power outages. On Wednesday, which is the busiest travel day of the year, period. More than Christmas, more than any other holiday, more than any other time of year. This is the biggest travel time. They say 43 million people, maybe even more. So I'm sure some people are going to be really dog tired by the time they get to their destination. And we wish you the best if you're stuck in that situation, because the numbers really are pretty high, and I was looking at AAA's statistics, and they're pretty right on. I don't doubt that, you know, when you talk about Thanksgiving, that's when most people try to make the escape because they want to stay home for Christmas with their own little nuclear family. All right, Mitt Romney, he's off, you know, talking to different groups, obviously campaigning. He's still on top in a lot of polls, and Newt Gingrich is there with him as well. There's a lot of questions about why Romney, or then there's people saying it should be Romney because he is the establishment guy. Somehow in a lot of deep Republican circles, he really has emerged as the one, even though many people listening to America Tonight, many people listening to Rush and Hannity, I've heard calls, I've listened to, you know, I've listened to talk shows across the board. Even my friend Leslie Marshall, who does a liberal slanted show, and when the conversation turns to 2012 and the challengers, it's not so much Romney. It's not Mitt Romney's name who comes up. It's Ron Paul or now Newt Gingrich or somebody else. So it's interesting that in the polls, though, he keeps cracking the top. So here's what Romney had to say about running and why he's running, because he's really not that career politician guy.
I'm in this race not because it's the next step in my political career. I don't have a political career. I was only governor 4 years. I didn't inhale. All right, I'm still a business guy. I love this country. I'm in this race to make America stronger.
All right. He says it. He says he didn't inhale. You get the play on that there, don't you? All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh. Oh, thanks, Homer. That never gets old for me. I still like The Simpsons. Okay, this is the first one up from Julie, who says, Happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening to America Tonight. And you, Kate, and your two guys, Matt and Donovan, thanks for that. We'll pass it on to Matt. Donovan working with me tonight. In fact, it's interesting. Matt said to me, who's with us in the other part of the week, he said, why are you making Donovan work? Why are you doing that? Is anyone really listening on the day before Thanksgiving and then into Thanksgiving? And I said, of course people are listening. All those people who are trapped probably now in Vermont catching us on the airwaves. So anyway, the note goes on to say, wow, I am so tired of these Republican debates. I'm going to vote for somebody in the crowd because I have now decided it's anybody but Obama. However, 11 debates. I don't understand how people are tuning into this time and time again. And boy, they are tuning into it. The ratings have been high across the board, so the networks are practically stomping on each other to get the latest debate, CNN or CNBC. The last time it was CNN and Wolf Blitzer. But of course, because of the advertising and the dollars that they can bring in with that. So there are a lot of people following this reality show. And I kind of like the fact that there's different themes. Like this last one was about national security on Tuesday. All right, here's another one. This is from JoJo, listening to us in Austin, Texas, saying, did you hear that deal about Jimmy Fallon apologizing to Michelle Bachmann for the song that he did? Do you think that was necessary? I like Jimmy Fallon, and I do, and I didn't hear that until I looked at a replay of it. He has that band, and when he was bringing her in because she was on the show, there was a they played a snippet of a song where the title of the song was Lion A blank blank blank, get it, V. So that's why, I guess, they were kind of singing it. They were refraining from singing that, obviously. And it's not a political message at all. It's about a woman. It's about, you know, she needs you, she loves you, she doesn't really care though, and all that kind of stuff. But it would be a prank. So Fallon came out and apologized after that. So how about that? I don't think Bachmann, she didn't, I don't know that Bachmann got all in the, you know, got all upset about that. But some of her colleagues did, because they knew, they had been told what the lyrics were, and they thought it was insulting and inappropriate. So it's not the first time that one of the guests hasn't liked what's been played. I don't think it has anything to do, to be honest, with Bachmann. They did it to Ashley Simpson. They did it to Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt. And it's like a prank thing they do. So that's nothing new there. Michelle Bachmann, she's got a thick skin. She gets it. But I still like Jimmy Fallon. I think he's very, very clever. All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, even though it's Thanksgiving, you can always send them to us, just like the rest of those folks did. AmericaTonight.net, click on the email and bada bing, in the words of Tony Soprano, you are in, my friends.